Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joined by senior fantasy writer for CBSSports.com, Dave Richard, in his weekly appearance with us, 4 o'clock on Wednesdays. React accordingly. Put it in your phone. If for some reason you've got something else going on, which is unacceptable, podcast it at 93.7thefan.com. All right, Dave, Chris Mortensen, Adam Schefter say don't look at the Le'Veon Bell Eagles trade as a realistic possibility. It's not going to happen. So as a fantasy football owner, how do you handle the Eagles running back quandary right now with Jay Ajayi out for the season?
Gentlemen, it's good to talk to you. I think Wendell Smallwood is their best back, but I'm going to temper that by saying that they're going to use him. They're going to use Corey Clement. And when Darren Sproles comes back, they're going to use him too. The philosophy of this coaching staff is to use multiple running backs, and they did it even with Jay Ajayi. Ajayi never had more than 51% of the snaps when he was healthy with Philadelphia this year. So really they're committed to using multiple guys. If there's a thing to like better about Smallwood than the other two guys, it's that he can do it all just a little bit better. That's what he's proven. Actually, he's only proven it since training camp this year, but he's doing it now. He's had at least 3 catches each of his last 3 games. He's a little bit more physical than Corey Clement. He's healthier than Corey Clement, although Clement will play tomorrow against the Giants. I just have the hunch that Wendell Smallwood, unless Philadelphia makes a move to bring in another running back, which, who knows, I don't think it'll be Le'Veon.
How about Shady,
will be the
Dave?
Best one of the bunch.
If you're a Shady owner or you're in a league and you're looking at him as a buy-low candidate, how would a McCoy trade to Philadelphia affect his value?
Well, it would stink for the other running backs that are there. It would be good for LeSean McCoy, but I would stick with what I just told you, which is this coaching staff doesn't want to give all of the rushing duties to one guy. They like using 2, 3, and goodness, if LeSean McCoy is there, then maybe 4 running backs a week, and that could get messy. One guy won't have any more than, say, 50% of the snaps like Ajayi had, and that's okay for fantasy, but I don't think that's what people really want. By the way, if you read between the lines with what Sean McDermott's saying and what LeSean McCoy's saying, I kind of have the feeling that LeSean McCoy could get traded and that they are trying to look around and see if there's any opportunities for him to get moved out of Buffalo. The Bills know they're not really going anywhere this season. Why do they need LeSean McCoy when they're rebuilding? If they can get something for him, why not do it? So if I've got LeSean McCoy on my fantasy team, I'm happy to hang on to him. When he has a bad game this week against Houston, assuming he's still with Buffalo, I would trade for him if you can get him dirt cheap, because he would look good in a Philadelphia uniform. He would look ravishing in a Tampa Bay uniform, where he would be worked big time by the Buccaneers. That would be an awesome landing spot if the Bucs were so inclined to go get him. We'll see what this week brings as far as how the running backs do in Tampa Bay and in Philadelphia and what it means for a trade for either LeSean McCoy or Le'Veon.
All right, Dave, I'm a Le'Veon Bell owner because my idiot thing auto-drafted for me, and I've stashed him on my bench. And let's assume that he and James Conner end up in the same backfield. Can I comfortably, reliably put him out there as my number one running back still?
I don't know if he's going to get the same type of workload that we're used to seeing from him, especially if James Conner keeps doing what he did. I mean, last week, a bunch of forced missed tackles. That was pretty outstanding. And listen, granted, it came against Atlanta, and their defense is pretty bad. But I think James Conner is really trying to prove that he can be that main guy for the Pittsburgh Steelers offense. And I'll tell you what, as long as he keeps doing his job, what reason would the coaching staff have to pull him from it until they see Le'Veon Bell? They recognize, okay, this guy's in good fit shape. We're ready to give him some work. And then they've got to determine just how much work they want to give him versus James Conner. It's a mess right now if you've got Le'Veon. There was a window that was open to trade him. It's still kind of open, but I don't think you can get quite as much for him now as you could have a week or even 2 weeks ago.
Check out Dave Richard at CBSSports.com. He's got trade value, charts, weekly fantasy football rankings. It's all there for you at CBSSports.com. Who is the running back to own in Green Bay, and who is the running back to own in Seattle?
I'm going to go with Chris Carson in Seattle, but I don't mind Mike Davis. I think those two are getting the job done, physical running backs that are working behind an offensive line that finally looks like they've got something together. I think that that's pretty clutch between them. But Carson, I really like Carson this week against Oakland. I think he has a big game. And then I'm going to have to play the waiting game with Aaron Jones. It looks like he's far and away the best running back in Green Bay, but the Packers don't want to rush him. I think part of it is they just don't want him to get hurt, and they don't want to overwork him. So they're going to use Jamal Williams, who's kind of a slug, and Ty Montgomery, who's more of a third down back. And until they're comfortable or until they're forced to use Aaron Jones more, I think you're going to continue to see a two- or three-headed monster. It's frustrating because Jones has plenty of talent but just isn't getting the touches. You're kind of seeing the same thing in Detroit with Kerryon Johnson. Kerryon Johnson should be getting 20 touches a week with the Lions.
Yeah, but LeGarrette Blount has a picture of Matt Patricia, apparently.
It's got to be something, you know, or of Martha Ford. I mean, it depends on
pictures
where you want
Matt Patricia with a mechanical pencil and not a number two.
Yeah, I guess, you know, with a fountain pen. I think you're looking at just a situation where the coaches just don't want to trust these younger backs until they absolutely have to. It's dumb. It annoys me as a fantasy player. I want to see these guys do well, and they're not getting that chance to do it because the coaches are holding them back.
Dave, I've got a couple different things here. You know, I think we've joked about it, that I am a – T.Y. Hilton ends up on every fantasy season-long team that I have. I played him last week and forgot to swap him out because he was out and playing Thursday night. I still won going away both of those games against my opponent. So, first off, do you think Hilton plays this week? Second off, how embarrassing should it be for the people I beat that I didn't even start one of the prime positions, a player who was playing, and they still lost by a ton? Third, how on earth in one of these leagues did I just pick up Jared Goff after sitting with an injured Jimmy Garoppolo for 3 weeks?
So, first of all, you've got to get out of these leagues with, like, grandmothers and
these are sharp people, lawyers, and smart people.
Right, so maybe they're just too busy. Hopefully, yeah, this is for a lot of money, and you're just going to
I'm cleaning up right now.
Cash. Well, you should be, obviously, if they stink so bad. And it's noble of you not to name them on air either. It's very nice,
Craig Riley,
of you to not do that. T.Y. is not expected to play this week, but when he does come back, of course, he'll be all systems go for your fantasy lineup. If you're looking for a Colts wide receiver, continue to check out Chester Rogers. He's their slot guy. Great matchup this week against the Jets. And Indianapolis can't run the ball with a lick. They're going to have to throw the ball 45 times a game, maybe even way more than that. And that's good for the pass catchers that are there right now, which are Rodgers and Eric Ebron, and then T.Y. Hilton when he finally does come back.
I've got one more running back question for you. Houston, Devontae Foreman, who was a workhorse at Texas, is coming off the PUP list this week. And Lamar Miller has been a gigantic disappointment. He was probably an early second-round pick in a lot of fantasy leagues. So where are you on the Houston Texans running back situation right now, Dave?
I don't mind stashing Foreman because he's going to get an opportunity to play, but we're not sure just how effective he'll be. He's coming back from a real serious injury. That Achilles injury is no joke, and there are running backs and football players in general that just aren't the same type of player as they were before. So looking at Foreman and saying, okay, this guy's going to be the every-down back for the Houston Texans, there's a lot of problems there. Number one, I'm not sure if he's going to be effective as a rusher. Number two, I don't know if he'll be able to stay healthy. Number three, I don't know if you've noticed it, but Houston's offensive line is really, really terrible.
Yeah, Chris, what did you say?
That's part of the reason.
Five bags of sand or something?
Yeah, I saw somebody describe them as five bags of sand.
It's more sugar than sand at this point, and I think that's part of the reason why Lamar Miller hasn't been getting the job done. Alpha Blue was good for fantasy this past week. He caught 8 passes. It's not because of his rushing, because he averaged a little more than 2 yards per carry. So I wouldn't have grandiose expectations for Foreman when he comes back. But if we're stashing running backs, he probably wouldn't even be first on my list. I'd probably go and look for Ronald Jones off the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, see what you got from him this week. If he stinks, then you can move to Houston and see what Foreman's got.
Dave, this is, again, a strange question maybe. Where do you fall on, like, because I know a lot of people just pick their defense every single week based on matchup. They'll drop them and add them constantly. Do you apply somewhat of the same logic with kickers?
Sometimes. Once I find a kicker that's reliable and is getting me 8 or 9 or more fantasy points per week, I'll stick with him. You obviously want a kicker who can make field goals. That seems to be a problem after last week, and you also want a kicker who plays on a good offense. So I've found that the best kickers are ones who, A, have a track record of being accurate, and B, aren't an offense that's good, but not too good. Not like L.A. Rams good.
What about Will Lutz?
Yeah, well, like Will Lutz gets a lot of opportunities, of course, but Justin Tucker's been getting the job done in fantasy for a long time, and part of the reason why is because that Ravens offense will stall out, and he can nail 50-yard field goals. Ryan Succop in Tennessee, the exact same thing. I think that there's Fairbairn, Houston, a third guy who can put up some good numbers from week to week. This is really more just about paying attention and seeing which kickers are good. You go to your league site, you see which kickers have been performing well. If they've been performing better than the kicker that you have, you dump the kicker you got, you add the new kicker, and you go on with your life.
Evidently, people in Chris's leagues don't pay attention, so I'm guessing Tucker might be a free agent.
You know, the fact that I could get Goff is
that,
crazy.
I'm starting to think that Chris just like starts a league with like 11 other ghosts, and then he can just start whoever he wants.
Dave, I'm serious. In the one league, I have Breeze, and he's carried me to a 4-1 record, and he's off this week. And so I went, ah, crap, I forgot to drop Garoppolo when he got lost for the year. He's been sitting on my IR. I went to available quarterbacks,
lo and behold,
and Dalton and Jared Goff were both available.
Yeah. You should win that league.
I don't understand.
Yeah,
if I don't win, well, now the pressure is if I don't win these leagues, both of them, I'm in deep trouble as far as credibility goes.
You can't tell anybody if you don't win these leagues. You have to you almost have to lie and be like, oh, yeah, I won.
Crush those guys, yeah.
Set his lineup in the championship game.
Dave Richard, CBSSports.com. You need waiver wire tips, trade tips. Check out his writing and check him out on Twitter as well. All right, Dave, we'll talk to you again next Wednesday. See you, man.
You got it, fellas. Good luck in your leagues, although I guess Chris doesn't even need it.
Nope, he does not. See you, Dave.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.